When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
At Fresh Thyme Market, we have a healthy obsession with produce. Not only are we committed to offering the freshest selection of organic, seasonal favorites, and Midwest-grown fruits and veggies, but our team members have tips, tricks, and other info up their sleeves. Like, did you know cherries have melatonin? Or that you shouldn't wash blueberries until right before you eat them? Or that when cranberries are ripe, they bounce like a ball? Crazy, we know. For all your fresh produce and unrivaled expertise, stop by your neighborhood Fresh Thyme today.
Pardon my American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
Pardon my American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
Pardon my American.
Artificial intelligence android.
Pardon my American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir.
Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Holy shit, that intro is going to blow my damn eardrums out, dude.
Chris is dancing, bro.
Hell yeah, brother.
God, dude, I'm sitting on a bed. I can't do shit right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, right, this
you're,
is...
I mean, you could do a different kind of dance.
You could. Yeah, and I was just saying, before we got started here, I started a goal on our YouTube live chat. The We All Get Boners. It's a goal, okay? We want to get boners. And it's 5 yellow super chats. It ends in 15 minutes, so you guys better hurry up and
refill. Oh,
I'm just kidding. You guys don't have to do shit, but... I mean, you want to see our boners, right? So here we go, so...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's different. I'm running the show today, so that's why the intro was loud as fuck, and you're going to hear things that are just off. It's not going to be normal. So
yeah, I don't know what exactly happened. I know it's been windy up here for a little while, but, I mean, we had two internet outages, one right off 336 and one over in Cut and Shoot, and ours went out, and it's still out. So
that sucks.
Okay, hold on a second here. I'm going to just check everything. Everybody, can you guys hear everybody okay? You can hear Dave. You can hear Chris. Can you hear everything? It's all good. Just say, give a one in the chat. I think that's the best way to do it. So I'll just keep an eye on that. But anyway, yeah, what's going on, dudes?
Just got home from work.
Yeah?
Just parked down. I stink, but I'm ready to roll.
You stinky know what I'm saying? Yet winky. Okay, well, what are you dying to talk about? What's like something in the news? Or you, what caught your attention?
I want to ask you guys a question real quick.
Yeah.
Have you ever hit your shin so hard that your balls hurt?
Whoa!
No, I have never.
I've never done that, dude.
I did that today.
What? How?
Yeah, I was stepping back into my van and I fucking my one foot slipped and I was still in motion forward.
Huh.
And my shin cracked the fucking stair and scraped my fucking shin all up.
And you felt it in your balls?
And it hurt so bad that it hurt all the way up my leg and in my balls.
Dude, you might have like busted a fucking vein or a nerve or something.
God, it hurt damn. Real bad, dude. I was
obviously.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
I've never hit my shin.
Maybe there's a nerve that, you know, kind of coincides with your balls, I guess.
Because you know when you get kicked in the balls and you, like, get that nauseous feeling?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I got. Like, my balls hurt and I got nauseous.
Flex is saying, damn, unless your balls are down by your shins, bro. you got that old man drip already?
Dude, it had to have been pretty painful, man. It had to, because like, you think about this. You got like a boxer in ring, gets knocked out. He wakes up. They're like, what happened? He's like, my balls hurt. Fucking hey, dude. I mean, those guys are getting like literally knocked out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never had that. I've been knocked out plenty of times and my balls have never hurt, but that made my balls hurt for some reason.
That is strange, dude.
Maybe it is. Hey,
you just had a birthday. Okay. So happy belated birthday for everybody that doesn't know. Chris is now 50. No?
I mean, might as well.
Are you 39? Am I right? 39
going on 50. Yeah.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
We all are going on 50.
Well, I was going to say, like, yeah, happy belated birthday. And I text you early in the morning because I was like, is your birthday today or was it yesterday? You know?
Yeah.
And then what did you guys do? Did you have like a nice dinner or something? Or
we didn't really get to go out. Van was fucking puking all day. So we couldn't really do a bunch. He was sick and we didn't really want to force him to go anywhere. He stayed home from school and all that shit. So we just kind of hung out at the house. Ash got me a drill press for my birthday.
A drill press?
Yeah, which is pretty sick, actually.
Hell yeah,
it's a very manly gift, dude.
Yeah, it's going to come in handy so much. Like, I'm going to use it all the time. And then we just kind of hung out, did some stuff around the house. And then we ordered some food from a restaurant and went and picked it up and stayed at home, basically. Okay.
I was going to say the drill press is one of my favorite Kama Sutra positions, you know?
Ah,
you learn that early and often. Yep.
Yeah, sure.
The drill press. Slight twist. Yeah. Well, with your back being out of place, you know, I just watch yourself, okay?
Yeah. I mean, a stone can throw his back out. The drill press might be a little too much.
You know what that's what I'm saying, dude.
Is that the one where you like tuck down and then you just go down?
That's a jackhammer.
That's the jackhammer. Yeah, when you're on top and she's kind of just has her legs up, she's on her back, and you're just sitting there going like this. Yeah, that's the drill. That's good old jackhammer.
So as far as news, man, I mean, did you guys get to watch the Trump speech and stuff and how that all went down?
A little bit. Oh, Chris is changing shit around here.
He dropped his phone, dude.
My phone fell.
I saw the very beginning when this guy, can you guys see the screen here?
Oh, yeah.
Al Green.
Oh, yeah.
He was shaking his cane at the president, and they told him to sit down, and they're like, nope. And he had to be escorted out and all that stuff.
Dude, he is one of those guys that you don't see all the time. He's not like always out front like a Pelosi or something. But when you do see him, he always gives me a little bit of a like, Jesus, man, like guys can look like that. He's very caveman. Like that is a very.
I was going to say his beard is very on point with the Geico caveman.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, even a caveman can do it.
Yeah. What do you mean? Even a caveman can do it. He gets all offended, starts shaking his cane. Like his beard goes all the way up to his eyes.
Yeah.
Look at this.
It's a thick, he's got a lot of hair. I think if you let it go, he probably has that Wolfman thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, like, he probably does.
Exactly like the fucking caveman, dude. Exactly. Right.
I know.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, there was that. There was, you know, I thought it was from what I listened to, which was the majority, I thought it was pretty good. A pretty good speech. Kind of the things that you expect, you know, him to talk about.
Yeah.
Democrats were, you know, doing their silent protesting, which was
as expected.
It's kind of annoying. I will say the one thing that kind of shook me a little bit about this one that was different was even no matter who the president is, even like there's some like when they talk about the kid that had cancer or, you know, the parents that lose their, you know, daughters or something, you know, whatever the thing is that they talk about during the thing, they usually stand up and clap. The Democrats really didn't clap for anything. Brandon. Like they didn't do anything. So like even the kid with cancer, it's like, bro, you can't even like stand up and give the kid a little praise. It was kind of weird, man. It was almost, I don't know, it's kind of gross a little bit. I understand they don't want to support Trump. Totally get it. But like, you can't do anything. You can't like be happy about anything. It's a little much, dude.
Well, yeah, I think Trump did that in his first term. Like he would invite, you know, things that you would like to cheer for, you know, like you can't cheer for it because Trump's up there. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where I think they ploy them into doing that. It's a good tactic. It's a good optic that, oh my God, like the Democrats can't even cheer a kid with cancer.
But this happens every time, Greg. So like every State of the Union, they always, not Democrats, Republicans, they always honor somebody or like bring somebody up or have some kid that's sick or talk about a person that was murdered or whatever it is. And it's always seemed to be that even when Biden was in, the Democrats or Republicans, I should say, they would clap. They would stand and clap for people that, you know, were citizens that were doing something good or were going through trouble. This one was different, man. Like there was that one shot of what's that chick's name? Schultz, Westerman Schultz. That thing's still around.
Oh, Westerman Schultz. Yeah.
Yeah. She, I didn't even realize that she was still around, but she's, she was in there.
Good old Broward with, County.
Yeah. I think she was sitting by Little Nicky up there with that person.
Little Nicky.
Little Nicky. Adam Sandler.
I was going to say, what's he doing there?
Look up the Little Nicky congresswoman, dude, from, yeah, I can't remember where she's from. Connecticut. She's from Connecticut, I think. You see her? She with the purple hair.
I'm trying to. No, I'm not. Look up my God. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. Yeah. There she is, dude.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like a fucking tranny.
Okay. She wasn't sitting by Western Schultz, I don't think, but they just didn't stand. And like,
they just hit me in the face with a shovel.
Yeah.
But the point was, is the kid got honored, right? He's 13. He was told that he was going to have 5 months to live. That was 6 years ago per Trump, right? And this kid. So he's battling brain, you know, tumor or brain cancer. And
released emo.
It looks just like it. Yeah. But like they cut, the kid got the award, or they honored him by saying that he'd be a Secret Service member, an official Secret Service member, right? And everybody was clapping. And then they cut to Schultz, and she just had the grossest look on her face. Like she was sitting there like, ugh, you know, and I'm just like, fuck you, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like, you can't, it just like, listen, I don't care if you hate Trump, but like, damn, you can't even like be happy for a child, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a good optic. I mean, they're good at doing that. Like, it's good because then it gives like Fox News and all these like talking heads this talking point of, hey, look at what they're not supporting. They're not supporting a child who's there, you know, triumphing over the efforts of cancer and all this stuff.
Okay, but did you see, like, I know you're saying that's a good thing and they fall into the trap and blah, 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 but they also do it themselves. I'm going to be very clear because I don't remember if it was CNN or MSNBC, but the woman came on and she was talking about the kid with cancer. And she's like, it's just, it was so heartwarming. It was so heartwarming to see him that he's been going through this. He's been honored like 5 times now. This is so amazing. And she goes, I just feel bad for him because I hope he lives till 95 and I hope he becomes a police officer or a Secret Service member. And I hope he has to never go through what Trump put the Secret Service through. I hope he never has to killed because of a insurrection. Just goes bananas, bro. Right. And it's is the very thing that is them. That is not just like, oh, we got you. That's them literally doing it. You know what I'm saying?
They had to look for a way to flip it. They have to.
Yeah.
The kid's 13, bro. Like, what are you talking about? You hope he never has to go through an insurrection that kills him. Like, she's like, 6 people died. I hope he's never one of those people. Like,
well, I mean, they hate cops, so they hate, you know what I mean?
So I know, but it's just like the amount of like relentless. Somebody thought of that. Somebody's like, hey, let's go at this angle. If he's older and he does live and survive and he becomes a police officer or a Secret Service member, we'll just say that Trump could kill him then. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's insane, dude. It's insane.
Did you guys see all the signs that they were holding up? Like, these ones.
Oh, yeah.
They all say I'm retarded.
Yeah.
I didn't get my retarded sign. She's standing there with a square instead of a circle. Yeah, it's just like
when Trump was walking in, one of the ladies was holding that sign that said "This is not normal."
Right.
And that guy ripped it out of her hand and threw it. Did you see that? Like the guy on the right side of the aisle.
Was it Rashida Tlaib or whatever that was holding the dry erase board one?
Yeah.
And she was just writing different stuff on it the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Not true. I don't think so this time. Like what?
It's kind of sad, man. Like I'm all about the idea of like, and you saw it with Biden. Obviously, the Republicans did not agree with Biden what he was saying, but they also held themselves like they should. You know, you didn't hear. Now I think it was what's that one gal's name? She kind of yelled something at one point. Liar, if I'm not mistaken.
Pocahontas.
No, not Pocahontas. The one on the right that I'm green, whatever. You know what I'm talking about? The white chick that's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh,
you remember she yelled like liar or something. Right. Like, yeah, yeah. I'm not even into that. Like, just listen, go there, be there. You don't need to yell shit. The guy didn't have to stand up with his cane yelling whatever he was yelling. You know what I'm saying? And then continue to do so after being asked to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little much, you know.
It is a lot. It's much, dude. And then this old hag, good old milk bags.
she's
kind of losing her teeth. Her teeth.
It looks like she's gripping onto a bottle of wine right there. Just so you know.
Yeah, yeah. She took a little sip.
Yeah,
That's tasty.
She tried to eat the cork out of the bottle.
It's kind of going stale. Yeah. That's why she sits up a little bit, you know. She probably farted right here, like right where she sits up. You know what I mean? Like, why? What are you doing there, Nancy?
Yeah, she's like, the old teeth can't get the cork out anymore. God damn it!
Yeah, it's bizarre.
What are you even doing there?
Well, that's my thing, dude. It's like, how old are these people in Congress? Like, it's surprising to me. It is, but then it's not, like, how old these people in Congress and, like, the president and, like, even just, like, Gene Hackman, he was 90 fucking 5 years old. It's surprising, like, how old these people with status come to be. And it's like, do they have access to, like, this longevity type of thing? Like, have they known about this?
No, they have an easier life. That's the problem. Or not problem, but, like, you're highly successful. You have a lot of money. You don't have to go slave yourself at a job like most people do and break your back trying to earn a buck.
Yeah, I think that's some of it. No, you're still exposed, you know, to like the things that everything causes, cancer and all that stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah, but you also can work out. You can like spend time and just relax at the pool. Like, you're telling me these celebrities and these millionaires aren't just living life by the pool, working out when they want to, being healthy. They can eat whatever they want. They're not limited by other things. It's, to me, it's like, it's just a product of like the wealth that they have a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I do think that they have access to, cause I listen to like certain biohacker, podcasts like Ben Greenfield, where he goes around the world to like these various kind of, self proceduralized like clinics. And they come up with the latest and the greatest in the biohacking realm. And it's kind of like that guy who injects himself with blood, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You inject yourself with young blood. It's almost in that same realm, but not that extreme.
Yeah.
So, like, they know different kind of different therapies that you can use that probably work a lot better than what we're given, you know, with prescription drugs. But yeah, this kid. Listen,
I don't disagree with you, by the way. I definitely think that they, like, look at Magic Johnson, right? You got HIV, you don't have HIV. Like that, you have to have some money, I think, and some access to things that other people do not have access to, for sure.
Right.
I also think that they just have money, period. And so they get away with things.
Yeah, with Magic Johnson, I mean, there's a high likelihood that he just never even had HIV. He just was paid to say that he had it to make it like a big thing, like a billboard. You know what I mean? Like, hey, guys, if Magic Johnson can get it, you guys can get it, too. So quit sticking your dick in someone's ass. It's not good.
Yeah. I would like to think that's not the case, but you could be right. Yeah. I just, like, who the fuck would want to go tell everybody they have AIDS? Like, listen, exactly. be real, right? You're a African-American man in your 20s. You're a basketball star, not just a star, but like a generational talent, which he is, right? And then you have to tell all these people, I have AIDS. Like, that's a cruel punishment, dude. Like, you could have all the women you want. You could do whatever you want. Nobody wants to fucking hang with you because Mr. HIV, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How much are you being paid to do that?
Huh?
But how much are you being paid to do that?
I don't give a shit. How much does it take you to go fuck a bunch of guys in the butt? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to say, nah, I'm good. I don't need the money. The AIDS to me, like, think of it at the time frame, right? Like, not even now.
Do I
back
know
then.
I'm fucking guys in the butt? Do I have to know that they're men?
Well, you'd like to know that before you lift up the skirt.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know that.
How much money are we talking here,
dude? I don't think there's a lot of, like, I can't think of a number that I'm like, you know what? I think I might do that. You know,
there it is.
It's just, yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't think he's gay. I don't think there was ever anything about him being gay or anything like
no,
that.
No, actually, Magic Johnson getting AIDS was the door that opened the conversation into, holy shit, heterosexual men can get AIDS. And that's why he did it. You know, it kind of paved it opened the door for a new clientele for this AIDS drug. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just don't know why you would want to put yourself through that. I don't think money. I don't think anybody would want that. Like, want that.
I mean, total speculation. Maybe he was blackmailed. I don't know.
You given AIDS?
He was blackmailed in to say, hey, come out and say you have AIDS or we're going to show some people your blackmail. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I mean, I just think that, like, it may be. But like as a basketball player, at like a young age, like he was fair. I don't remember exactly when he came out with AIDS, that he had HIV, I should say. I don't remember how long into his career that was per se. I don't think it was like late in his career. I think it was fairly middle, like in his prime of his career. But maybe I don't know, man. I just think I don't put athletes other than LeBron, you know, those kind of guys. I don't put athletes in the same realm as Hollywood. I don't think they have quite as much access, I guess, unless you're LeBron and you're hanging out with all the Hollywood people.
Yeah.
But I don't know. At that period of time, I'm not sure that like it was the same thing as it is nowadays.
Dude, so I found a video of that, the purple haired rep, Rosa DeLauro.
Yeah.
She was talking about the speech last night. So here, let's listen to what she has to say here. I'm sure it's awesome.
I was really stunned that the election was fought over the cost of living and people, families who live paycheck to paycheck, concerned about it, whether or not they were going to be able to pay their bills, be able to pay for their health care, in some cases even putting food on the table. And the address tonight didn't address any of those issues about cost of living and the fact that people live paycheck to paycheck. And what we ought to be doing in the Congress is to make sure that we are helping people to secure an economic future for themselves and their families. I found the speech to be vengeful, revengeful.
Revengeful.
And instead of lifting the hopes and the aspirations of people of the United States, of how we move forward as the great nation that we are, what the vision for our future was, it devolved into just vindictiveness.
No examples.
And self-adulation on behalf of Donald Trump.
Okay, so like what specifically was vindictive and kind of divisive?
Nothing. Nothing, dude. Nothing. It's the fact that they don't agree with what he's saying. That's the only thing. That's the problem.
It's subjective. You know
so
what I mean?
Did you see, okay, because she put that video out, but so did every other person. Did you see this video? Even Stephen A. Smith called it out today. It was hilarious. He's like, this is the very reason why people don't like the Democrats, because they put a chain where they had all the videos combined and they all said the same exact fucking thing. And he's like,
last I heard it was up to like 26 representatives all put out the same exact scripted fucking video.
Yeah. And that's what, and Stephen A, which, you know, it is what it is if you like him or not. But the point is he was just like, you guys want to know why people don't like the Democrats? It's because you can't, they don't think for themselves. Like, who the hell thought it was a good idea to literally all of you put out the same little tiny mic, little scripted speech, all saying the same shit? Everybody can see past that. That used to work. It does not work anymore.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of seeing it. It's very small. It's like recorded.
It's really small
on somebody's phone. It's like a TikTok. Here, let's try this. Let's see what this sounds like. This might sound like shit. Hold on. Here we go. Oh my God. I can't even understand it. How do you know they're
That's
all
the
same?
Point. That's the point. Because some people broke it down where they started doing the chain where one would come in, the second would come in, they kind of same. But the whole point is that it's just a bunch of the same talk. When you hear all those people just chatting like a room full of people, it's just them repeating the same nonsense that everybody sees as dumb.
It's the same thing we've seen when everyone was putting together all those fucking the mainstream media videos.
Yeah. So they're all Trump, Russia, possible collusion.
Same exact narrative over and over again.
Yeah. It's definitely a form. It's a tactic that the media uses. That's for sure, dude. And I mean, Trump kind of uses it too with his nicknames, and it works, right? Like Little Rubio, Little Marco, and you know, fucking Lion Ted, and Crooked Hillary. You know, it's like you say it over and over and over again. People go, yeah, like fuck.
But see, that's the thing, though, that I think is the big difference is that Trump comes up with those things. You know what I'm saying? He creates them and creates the talking point, whereas they just go, hey, what's the talking point? Let's all say this. You know what I mean? I think people just want people to think for themselves and be able to call people out and say what you actually think. Because you're going to tell me that none of them agrees with anything. You're going to tell me that, like, no Democrats, like, you know, the border is actually better shut. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that we only have a couple hundred people crossing a month is a lot better for us. And no one thinks that? Like, how is that possible that no Democrat thinks that?
They used to think that.
They used to.
Many years
Obama
ago.
Obama said it. Right? Obama said, yeah. We're not going to reward you for coming into this country. You got to go to the back of the line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, they all used to be on the same page. At least, like, it used to be seemingly a lot closer. Maybe it's been this divided the whole time, but it sure as hell seems like it's getting worse. You know what I mean?
It's definitely getting worse. And it's mostly because of Trump, unfortunately or fortunately.
Yeah. You have to wonder why, you know, what is it about Trump that's different, you know?
He ain't playing by the rules, my friend.
Yeah, apparently.
For good or bad, he's not playing by the rules.
Right. He's bringing in a whole new set of rules.
What do you guys think of the tariffs kicking down? Like, how are you feeling about that?
So, what part of it? Yeah, Flex and I were kind of talking about this last night. Like, there's some tariffs. So the tariff war and like the threat of tariffs seemed to work in the beginning, but now with Canada, it seems to be snagging a little bit and we have a tit for tat, kind of like a tariff war going on. Is that my understanding?
Well, they said they're going to start a tariff war. I mean, they're going to go after us for going after them.
Okay.
But I don't know if you saw the posts that are going around of how much that's been the new thing is how much Canada tariffs America. Have you seen that particular post?
Oh, is it the tariff already?
Yeah. Yeah. So the big gripe is that they're pissed off because we're going to do a 25% tariff on their goods. Right now, they already tariff us through the roof. So like one example was dairy, 269% tariffs. You know what I mean? Like huge, massive tariffs. So if you look up, Greg, maybe you could find it, but look up tariffs, Canadian tariffs on U.S. goods. And their numbers are insane. I mean, aluminum, 40%. A lot of the foods, like produce, is really, really high. And so the idea is like, so we can't tariff you at 25%.
So this is, you can tariff it. I mean, this is the source, trust me, bro. Okay, it's a white sheet with
I mean, you could use that. That's fine, but that's not the Fox talked about this. Elon Musk, I believe, shared it, if I'm not mistaken. There's many, many people that I don't know who that particular source is, but those numbers look like the same kind of numbers that were shown on TV.
Well, I mean, let's just go with this because I'm seeing it like shared and shared and shared. So it's like butter, almost 300%, milk, almost 300%, cheese, 250%, cream, ice cream, yogurt. It's all around 250%.
Chicken. So the one that I saw was this is broken down by specific item, kind of. The other one was more of like metals, dairy, meats, you know what I mean? Like just as a package deal. So you can kind of get the idea. But my thing is like, listen, I get the tariffs. The idea of the tariff is it's going to be rough before it gets better. I mean, it's just like if you have to go on a family budget, you know what I'm saying? Which we've all had to do at some point where you say like, we spend too much money. We got to get ourselves dialed in, right? So you have to like cut back, which always sucks when you first start cutting back and like, you're telling me I can't just go get fast food. I can't just go buy something I want to buy. That sucks. But the idea is that after a while you get used to this and things start, you have more money in your pockets and all of a sudden things are smooth. You know what I'm saying? So
well, I just think it's going to be rough. How much do we actually get from Canada? I mean, I don't know that much.
Not a terrible amount. No, I don't think we get a lot from Canada.
Right. Because I think it's definitely one-sided as far as they get a lot more from the U.S. than we get from them, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. So. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that was brought up. The Ford guy was talking about how he's wants to shut the power down to certain cities in America that they supply power to. He said he would do it with a smile, actually. He's like, if that's what they want, I'll do it with a smile. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things with that that's people have been criticizing. I don't know much about it, but they've been criticizing him specifically because obviously he's the loudest right now. They're just saying you can't just shut the power down. That the particular power is all combined with their power. So if they shut it down, it's going to shut down their power as well. Right. You know, there's just it's just nonsensical shit. I think it's a lot of chest pumping right now. But at the end of the day, we can withstand it. Canada cannot.
Well, let me before I get into the chats here, I want to thank Nicole and Banielson for giving us the $10 super chat. Thank you so much. That's going towards our goal of we get boners. Yeah. So we only need four more. And hey, we're all hard over here. I mean, come on now.
So we got one or two out of the five. You said five of them?
So, yeah, there's five. I don't know what I put, dude. I just put something fucking random. So it's five yellow super chats. So whatever the hell that means. But
okay. So I am 40% hard right now. So that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, wow.
So we're going to grow. We're going to grow as it shows.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You grow as you show, bro. You know?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, so Flex was kind of chiming in on the Canadian government and something about the borders and the drugs coming over. Oh, yeah, that's right. So Trump was warning the Canadian government about you're sending drugs over across the Canadian border. So it's almost like the tariffs are kind of like a ploy to get Trudeau to fix the drugs and the border stuff. And Trump posted about it today, even he was saying. So fentanyl is coming from China and it's going over Canada through three different cities. And then he said that he has a friend who...
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Works for the RCMP, and he was mentioning that they catch like people with fentanyl all the time, dude. And then I saw this video here from American AF, and they just say an excellent breakdown on the tariff war, and they just posted this. So if you guys want to take a look at this, that maybe it'll explain it a little bit. It's 2 minutes, so just if you want to talk, just say hey, stop the video, okay?
Yeah.
Yep. Volume is good. Here we go. Boop.
The most insane trade war has officially begun because Canada, Mexico, and China are pissed and have now all announced their own plans on how to retaliate against Trump's tariffs. So what the hell is going on? Well, you see, yesterday Trump's promised 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and 10% on China officially kicked in. What that means is that any goods sent from these countries to the United States will now cost companies 25% more, or 10% in China's case. So for example, if a Canadian business sent a car to the U.S. that cost $50,000, today U.S. companies will pay a $12,500 tariff at the border. So the price of your once $50,000 car is now actually $62,500. Why would Trump purposefully make things more expensive for Americans? Well, two main reasons. The first is more of a longer-term, unguaranteed benefit. But it would be to change consumer habits to buy more American-made products and incentivize more international companies to manufacture in the U.S. In theory, that means a stronger U.S. economy, more stable jobs, and less dependence on foreign countries. The second reason for imposing these tariffs would be to use them as a tool to pressure Canada, Mexico, and China into doing what Trump wants. Some of these things that he's publicly mentioned include renegotiating trade deals, stopping illegal immigration, and the flow of fentanyl. There's also the far-fetched idea of Canada becoming a state of America. But here's where things get interesting, because instead of just doing what Trump wants, Canada has clapped back with a 25% tariff of their own, and Mexico said they're doing the same but haven't announced the percentage yet. China reacted a little differently by preparing to file a lawsuit with the World Trade Organization. So why is Trump not backing down? Just listen to this. In 2023, Canada sent 76% of all of their exports to the United States. That accounts for roughly 19% of their entire GDP. In 2024, Mexico sent 78% of all of their exports to the United States.
Damn.
That makes up 37% of their entire GDP. But for America, their exports to both countries combined only make up roughly 2.7% of their entire GDP. Wow. So simply put, even if they do retaliate, getting into a tariff war with the United States would hit Canada and Mexico much harder. Trump knows this, and he's using it.
What's that?
I know, I said regardless, they're on the losing end of this.
Right, but he said, you know, Canada and Mexico are on the losing end, but what about China? Because we get a shitload of stuff from China, right?
Yeah, but that's why he put it at 10%. I think he understands that, you know, 10% is a little easier to swallow. And again, I think China probably tears the shit. One of the things he talked about specifically, which I agree with 100%, was is a lot of these countries don't allow us to send stuff to their. That's why some of the tariffs are so high. Like with Canada, for example, and listen, I may be misspeaking a little bit because I haven't dived in a lot, but they have their own produce, their own meats and stuff in Canada, right? So they don't want American meats up there because they want their own meats up there. You know what I'm saying? So they tariff the shit out of it, because they're kind of slow down us sending them certain goods.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So Trump was talking about how these countries are trying to basically, they don't want us to send goods. They just want to send us theirs. They don't want to receive any of ours.
Oh.
And he's just like, fuck you. Like, you know, if you're just going to not take our goods because you don't want the competition.
But
then
that
what
video
are we
was showing like we were sending them like 78% of their. Or wait, no.
They were
sending us. Okay, yeah. So we only send them like 2.7% of our GDP or something like that, right?
So the question would be, why do they send us so much of their goods and they won't take a lot of ours is the real problem, right? Because I'm sure Canada, or I should say Mexico, maybe would be a better example. There's a lot of things that we produce in America and items that we have that why would they not want those? You know what I'm saying? Unless, I don't know, they like the idea that they're making money and we're not, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, well, and I get it. I get it's like a long term like goal, and you gotta like start somewhere.
Yes,
and it's just, will it work? You know what I mean?
Yes, I think it will work, and I think it's going to take some time. It's going to be a rocky road for a little while you do this. But the idea
Goonies.
What I disagreed about with Chris before. Was I don't think that tariffs are going to be the moneymaker that he's brought up before.
Right.
I think the tariffs are used, like what this gentleman just said, is it's the beginning point of making them renegotiate and also taking goods that they wouldn't have taken before. Because if I'm not mistaken, just even today, day one, we've already, I think they said this, I could be wrong, but they said that they already, with Canada and Mexico, the car manufacturing, they've already stop the tariff on cars coming from Canada,
mm-hmm.
because there's negotiations happening.
Yeah.
So the idea is like, if we can renegotiate and have a fairer trade, a good balance of trade, then we won't have to use the tariffs because the money will be coming in regardless. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
I think the guy said at the very beginning, like the ultimate goal is to bring manufacturing to the United States. And that
yes.
is the end goal. Like eventually, you know what I mean? Long-term goal is to have manufacturers stay in America and then have people send their products and then, you know, manufacture stuff here as well, right? Instead of outsourcing everything. Because that's what I do agree with, because we need to have our own resources here. Because if somebody does decide to pull the plug on us, if China just says fuck off, like we're screwed. Like from my understanding, penicillin is like we don't have anywhere that we make penicillin here, maybe like very, very small amounts, but we import a lot of things that we really like rely on. So I don't know. And maybe do you think that we would outsource, or we could possibly outsource like AI, like this whole thing that they're building with the Project Stargate this humongous database data center where we can outsource like data storage, data like handling, you know what I mean? Because if you think about like Google and all that shit, like if somebody's using a Google product and if Google says, nope, I don't want your country to have my product. And they go, well, yeah. I'll pay you. Okay. Well. And then you can, you know, offer. I don't know. It's like one of those things where I'm just like, what is the long term goal for Project Stargate? You know, because that's going to be a humongous battery for whatever like services are planning to come out that use that. And like AI, I'm sure, is going to be a heavy involvement. Like, I'm sure they're going to have like automated vehicles, right? So they might have like automated runways, automated roadways. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, I mean, the reason I struggle with it is that this has been talked about for 70 years. You know what I'm saying? I understand that the technology is a little bit better now, but we've been talking about flying cars for a long time. People thought flying cars are going to be here. They thought automated everything was coming. They thought you could push a button and have a robot cook your entire meal for you.
But like, it's closer now than it's ever been. We actually have automated taxis in San Francisco and larger cities. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. I don't know that it's as welcomed as people say it is. That's all I'm trying to say.
Right.
I mean, electric cars are great. There's a lot of cool things about them. They're fast as fuck. I think people like that. But why are Teslas still not the number one car? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do people still go, I'm not interested? I'm just saying, I think people want to control their shit. And I think when you have things that are out of your control, they don't like it. Whether it's cool or not, it's still like, I'd rather cook my own dinner than have a robot do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. Fucking yeah. Robot overcook my meatloaf. My meatloaf. I was going to say, did you hear about the three teens that died in the Cybertruck? Something happened where like they got stuck or some shit. Yeah. Cybertruck fireball crash that killed three college students blamed on booze, drugs, and speeding. And apparently it was a crash. Sorry. I thought this thing like just they got stuck inside of it. But I mean, I thought these things were supposed to be indestructible. Look at this thing. She plowed into this tree. Apparently, all these kids are dead, but
it looks like it rolled.
Kinda, yeah. Like
the whole top is smashed and shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Unless it hit the tree so hard that it like flipped up and smashed against the tree on the top.
But like, I want to see the acceleration data. You know what I mean? Like, did this thing have a faulty gear and it just like?
Well, I mean, here's the thing, dude. If you don't wear your seatbelt and you're in a fucking stainless steel or fucking whatever the fuck it is vehicle that's indestructible, your body's going to break before the truck. So, I you know, those windows, we saw how they break and how they don't break, I should say. So, like, you slamming into the window,
yeah,
you know, you're not going to go through it like the old days. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's true.
Yeah. To me, it's like, were they not seatbelted? How fast were they actually? Those things are fast. So if you're accelerating at drastic speeds and you're going 100 and whatever miles per hour and you fucking run into a tree, you're probably not surviving that.
But like, I guess like my point was, I get scared of the automated stuff because what happens, like, how do you control it if it gets out of control? You know, where's the manual override? Like, I need a pull switch or a lever or a button to say stop.
Yeah, I mean... Dude, like even when I was working on, I had the Fiat. When I was working on the Fiat, the gas pedal is not connected to shit. It's all digital.
It's all electronic.
It's digital.
All these cars are digital. So like there is no
like even my. I even had a. I think it was in my Chevy. It was an 07 Chevy Silverado. The gas pedal went out and stranded me, and I had to go buy a new gas pedal. And I just literally unbolted it, bolted the other one in, and plugged the wire in.
Yep. Yep.
Mm.
So, it's not mechanical. Yeah. The steering is not connected. I mean, everything is So literally anything can go haywire on anything. You know what I'm saying? Like the acceleration could just spike in a normal car, not just a Tesla. There's a potential that it could just override and think that it's giving it gas when it's not, because they're not manual like the old my Impala, you know, my Blazer that I have. That shit, like when you push the gas, a rod pushes a fucking carburetor, you know what I'm saying, opens right. The carburetor. It's not like that anymore, you know.
Right. So it's getting nasty. It's getting scary, dude. I mean,
it's good. Listen, most of it's good. The fuel economies are better than ever before. The reliability is better than ever before in most aspects. It's just, you know, if you think about the dreadful things, like, sure, you know, like Teslas can be taken over and it's scary. But like, for the most part, they are safer and they're better.
Yeah. Sorry. I saw this video and I'm scrolling and this person says me when I retweet my own meme. And then watch this. This is me when I retweet my own meme. Oh, me? Oh, well, thank you. Trump doing that stupid. Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. I think I deserve this.
That's good. That's pretty good.
Did you guys notice during his speech when he was talking about the criminals and child traffickers? When he said child traffickers, he pointed over at the Democratic side.
Yeah, I saw something about that. I didn't get to see that. Let me see if I can find it.
Like, as soon as he was saying child traffickers, he pointed over at them. I thought that was an interesting move.
Yeah. I didn't see that part for some reason. I don't remember seeing that.
They let him
cross over. I mean, they fucking opened the border up. Just let them all come. You know what I mean?
Do not come. Yeah. Here we go. I think I found it. Here we go.
But if we truly care about protecting Americans' children, no step is more crucial than securing America's borders. Over the past 4 years, 21 million people poured into the United States. Many of them were murderers, human traffickers, gang members, and other criminals from the streets of dangerous cities all throughout the world.
Yeah, he pointed right at him. Pointed right at
him.
Gang members and
human traffickers. Gang
human members. Traffickers.
Yeah. Good.
So aggressive with the point, you know what I mean? I also like that he called out Pocahontas.
Oh yeah, right.
That was good too. She kept clapping, dude. And he's like, what are you going to clap for another, you know, however long they're going to do this? What was that for? I can't remember what he was talking about. Oh, Ukraine. He's talking about Ukraine. And he's like, you know, we've sent them hundreds of billions of dollars and the Democrats actually clapped, which is the one time. And he's like, keep on clapping. What are we going to go another 5 years? And he's like, Pocahontas says yes. And then they show her and she's just like, oh. Yeah. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, I think I got that one too here. Let's see.
Of dollars to support Ukraine's defense with no security, with no anything. Do you want to keep it going for another 5 years? Yeah, you would say Pocahontas says yes.
Right. Pocahontas.
Boo!
Look at that old
dollars to support.
Boo!
Dude, it's so like WWE to me. Like, come on, you guys. This is just
dude, I listen, man. I love it. Like, whatever gets people's attention, and I guess humor. And this kind of rhetoric is what people want, and I'm here for it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what's going to get people to, like, watch the clip and see how ridiculous it is, I'm all about it, man.
Yeah, at least it can be funny. You know what I mean? Because it is fucking funny.
He had a couple really great moments, dude. Like, the big mic drop everybody talks about is when he was talking about the border. And he's like, everybody said you had to have tons of legislation to get the border fixed, and it seems that you only needed a new president. And everybody started cheering. And it's just like... Yeah, man. I mean, I think just we already have laws in the books. So, like, what do we need to have more legislation for when we already have these laws ready to go?
I mean, there's a lot of shit like that, dude. Like, we make up so many stupid laws, even like with executive orders. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many executive orders. Like, do we really need that?
Like, I agree.
You know, like hate speech and all this shit, like it's already against the law to assault somebody, right? So we have we have laws against this. We don't need an executive order to like stand up for a particular race, creed, or religion. So
I agree with you on that. Some of them seem ridiculous, but it's also like more of like why the one where he like made English the official language, like why was that not already a thing? Like I don't understand how that's not a thing already.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't either.
The Gulf of Mexico one, somebody had made the point, whether it's true or not, that the reason that that happened, have you heard this? Of the reason why he changed it?
Mm-mm.
Apparently, I'd have to verify, but apparently Joe Biden signed, which I think he did, where he signed that you cannot drill in the Gulf of Mexico for oil.
Oh.
And so Trump changed it to the Gulf of America because now he can drill in the Gulf of America, not in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, I wonder if he did something like that with Mount McKinley too. You know,
yeah, that was changed. Yep.
So like, and that I never understood why he changed that back. Is there a strategic reason why, or was it like just symbolic?
Depends. I think that one was more just changing it back because that's just. It was named that originally after, you know, a soldier and veteran. And like, I think they're just changing it back because they were trying to get rid of our history.
Well, it depends on who you ask. Cause there was somebody put a video. It's like the only reason he changed it to McKinley is because McKinley was a nationalist, hated blacks. And he just supports that guy. Yeah. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Trump's got he wants it back because he's a racist bigot, right?
Yeah, that's,
You know what? So what if he was? That's our fucking history.
Yeah. Well,
like,
I mean,
good or bad, like, you get stuff from it, good or bad. Either you get, like, hey, we know that was a good thing or a bad thing, and we know either to keep going that direction or not to do that anymore. But if you just get rid of it altogether, then no one learns shit.
Yeah, it's like, you know, getting rid of the Volkswagen bug just because Hitler was a bad guy. You know what I mean?
That's gonna happen.
The bug was a great car.
It is.
I fucking love the Volkswagen bug.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on now.
I know, dude. It's just, listen, I'm with you on the mustache, but we're not losing the Volkswagen. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. The mustache, gone. Never coming back. So I do have this funny story. I thought this was funny. Lighthearted here in the last 10 minutes here. So there was this Alaskan Airlines flight attendant who was fired because she was caught twerking in one of her TikTok videos in uniform. And her excuse was she was trying to get herself hyped up for the day. And so just watch this video and like listen to her explain why she was twerking. Okay. And check out that ass. Okay.
She's the flight attendant whose twerking cost her dream job.
I didn't think that, you know, being so happy can turn into something like this.
Nell Diallo was having a great time dancing and twerking in the aisle on an empty plane before an early morning flight.
I decided to just take advantage of the moment to wake myself up and kind of get myself like hyped up for my day, basically.
She posted the video on TikTok along with the caption, "What's wrong with a little twerk before work?" But after the video went viral, she says Alaska Airlines fired her. What did they say to you?
They just said that I broke their social media policy.
Nell had only been on the job for 6 months. She says she was twerking to celebrate the end of her probationary period. Why did you decide to post the video?
And I was really proud of myself that I came so far. I just didn't think that my video and my post and the way I was dancing would be deemed as inappropriate.
So how did you feel in that meeting when they told you you lost your job?
I put on such a proud face every time I stepped on that plane. And for them to terminate me without giving me a chance.
Anyway, I just think that's hilarious that like she turned it into that's my happy dance. That's how I get myself pumped up for the day. I just turn on my camera on my phone and I twerk into it. You know what I mean?
Listen, I'm going to side with her. I want to know where you guys are, but I'm going to side with her on this one. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, look, if she would have done that on the plane with people and kids and shit, you know what I'm saying? It would have been a different story. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could obviously see that as inappropriate. I understand that she's in uniform, which is why I don't wear work. You know, if I get off of work, I make sure I don't wear my hat or anything. I don't want to wear stuff that represents my company. They don't obviously probably think the same as I do. But fuck, man. Like you just, are we really going to get to a point where you start firing? I bet she's probably a really good flight attendant. You know what I'm saying? She's probably really funny.
Yeah.
Probably really bubbly. Have you ever, I mean, you've been on a plane with some bad flight attendants, right? Some real crabby.
Yeah.
Real. Yeah. A lot of them. I mean, there's been some, you know, a couple that look kind of like the lady from Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? You're just like, what the fuck is this thing? You know?
Yeah.
So my point is like, are we really going to like get rid of people that have a passion for their job, that's good at their job? I'm not saying she was good. I don't know. But are we going to just fire people? Like, why could you not pull her and say, listen, I know you're having fun. We find that a little inappropriate. Please don't do that again. Like, is that really not an option?
Well, and not only that, but like, what about all the nurses and doctors that were dancing and twerking during COVID? You know what I mean? Like, that's should they all be fine? Yeah. I mean,
fire every one of them.
Yeah.
I guess, dude. So like, if we're going to have a policy as a whole of like, hey, if you're on the job, you can't make videos, fine. But there's a lot of people that make videos on the job. You know what I'm saying? And again, like if I was the owner, I would have just said, listen, I think that's inappropriate. Okay. I'd rather you not post while you're in uniform of you doing things like that. Warning. Here you go. Here's your warning. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why just fire somebody? We already know that jobs are tough. We already know that like a lot of these flight attendants are older and retiring and you're trying to get new people in. Why let go of somebody like that?
Yeah, yeah. But in the same time, they're missing an opportunity here. How many dudes went and bought Alaskan Airlines tickets to see if they'd get her on their flight?
I know.
Damn, dude.
Like I'll have the drink on the bottom shelf. Can you bend over real quick? All the way down there. Yeah.
Right. Dude. You just came up with a great idea. Okay, so here's the deal. Like, you know, you go pay to go to a concert. You're like, that person's cool. I like their shit. So, you know, when United Airlines and all the other airline companies were talking to the Senate, they're talking about their upcharging, how much they charge people.
Yeah.
What if you just said, like, hey, here's our cast. These are their personal videos. If you like them, you can actually book their flights for an additional cost.
Yeah.
But then you get stalkers and shit, right? Then you get some weirdos that are probably
it's like the bikini coffee bars, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Let's have some bikini stewardess, okay? Come on now.
Oh, shit.
You have some stripper poles on the flight. I mean, now we're getting into Epstein territory here. Let's not go into Lolita.
Like an adult only flights. I mean,
yeah, there we go.
I bet you that sells.
I wasn't saying we go that far with it.
Hey, I'm not saying
either. I mean, I guarantee, like, she would sell tickets.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Just doing that in her uniform.
But I'm with you. Like, why is there not any airline company that's come around that's like, you know what, we're going to make this for adults only. Like, we're not targeting the families with kids. We're targeting the single males, single females. They're going to get, attractive people. They're going to get extra cocktails. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe some cool music.
Like they have fucking like adult only cruises and fucking vacation shit. Why wouldn't they also have adult only flights?
Dude, Mike Mulaney in the chats. He's saying only flights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking winner right there, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dude.
That's going on the board, Mike. We're putting that on the board.
All right, let's put our money in and buy a fucking plane, and we're going to sell a billion fucking tickets for sure. God.
Well, one plane, we're going to sell 150 tickets for sure. You know what I'm saying?
But that thing is going to be packed every time.
It will be. That's my point, though. Like, why not make something that's for a certain, like, it doesn't have to be as big as United or Spirit or any of these other companies, Delta. But, like, it would be kind of fun to be able to take a plane that you're going to pay a little extra for. But let's say there's less people on it. The seating is better. They have cool lights and moods. You get drinks and cocktails to make your trip more enjoyable when you don't have kids and family with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like if you're just a guy traveling for business, tell me what guy wouldn't want to. Why do you think Hooters and Twin Peaks and all these places do so damn well in general, right? It's because you got beautiful women and they're wearing scandally, you know, kind of things. You're telling me that a bunch of businessmen that are flying all the time wouldn't want that? Like, get out of here. That's a million. Oh, yeah. That's a billion-dollar business, bro.
Even on the other side, too. What is that fucking Vegas show with all the fucking Australian dudes.
Oh yeah, Chippendales.
Oh yeah,
dude.
You can have you can have some hung dudes up there too.
A whole fucking plane that's just for women.
Yeah, dude. That's it right there, Chip and Gales. You know what I'm saying? Like we have a little both. You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a business model worth it. Listen, Elon, if you're listening, let's do this, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Space triple X. You know what I'm saying?
Space triple X. Let's do it. Only flights. Space triple X. Yep.
That's one for the board back there, Chris. You got to put that up there.
It's coming.
There it is.
Yeah, and only flights. You got to get that on there too.
Only flights, dude. Yeah, yeah. Both going up.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
We need to have fun. We need to quit being so damn serious. Quit just firing people for no damn reason. Now, listen, if she was showing up late, fucking missing shit, being rude to customers, so be it. But
I'm really wondering this: if she has an OnlyFans and they found out that she was kind of doing this to promote her OnlyFans, and they're like,
"Yes,
yeah, bye bye." You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, listen, that changes the whole thing. I'm just if that was to come out that she was doing this to promote a personal thing, then I would say that, you know what, that's pushing the lines. You know what I'm saying? But she really just made a video of her just dancing on the fucking empty flight. Like, just warn her, like give her like a fucking like, hey, this is your final warning. Don't do that shit again. And
yeah.
But to your point, the way that things are now, if she started an OnlyFans today, everybody seeing her and they'd be like, oh,
millionaire.
Yeah.
We're going to go support her, dude. I want to see her in that flight attendant outfit. I hope she kept it. You know what I mean?
And honestly, like, I wonder if these stories, because watch, she will come out. If she doesn't already have an OnlyFans, she will have one by the end of tonight or whenever, right? Whenever the story broke. But like,
you wouldn't even have to show anything. Just be in the uniform.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And like, I wonder if these stories kind of exist to launch OnlyFans. Because like, who owns OnlyFans? You know what I mean? Like, they want to make more money. How do you make more money? You find a hot stewardess and you go, hey, if you get fired, how much money are you making? Oh,
dude, she could run with this, bro. She could just, you know, like get in the video and she'd be like, do you want some water? Blah, 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 blah.
Oh yeah.
Or would you like some nuts and dump it on her? You know, right. Like, I'm just saying, like, she could really,
like, cause she probably gets to keep her flight outfit. Right. So, but I'm just saying, like, you could approach, like, if you own OnlyFans, you approach her and be like, hey, how much are you making? Are you making like 70, you know, 80K a year? You want to make, how about 2 million a year? Okay, let's come on over to OnlyFans. All you got to do is we got to get you in the news, start a little controversy, get that ass out there. People can see you.
I like that. Instead of first class, it's first ass.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah, dude.
First ass. Yeah, dude. I'm liking this.
That's the top tier right there. You can be sit in the back or you can be at the first ass. You know what I'm saying? And first assers pay a little extra.
Yeah, you're putting the model in business model here, Dave. I like this.
Yeah, I know. Dude, I'm thinking. Okay. Hey, man. Why not, dude? Why not have fun?
Well, hey, yes, it's all about having fun, guys. And I think it is that time. So I'm going to hit the little winner button here. So you guys, good show. Fun times call for fun measures. So thanks everybody for joining in. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. If you did, leave a like, leave a comment. We're all over the place, so leave us a review. Didn't quite get the boners going popping up here today because we didn't reach our goal, but hey.
Yeah, we were hovering at like 30-40%.
We had a fluffer, okay? Nicole gave us a fluffer. Okay, well, there we go. Yeah, Dave's rubbing his nipples right now, so he's getting hard. So, all right, everybody. Well, until next time, stay safe. We'll see y'all later.
Peace.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.